Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. It was so nice to read in the Times Standard about the special recognition given to Mark and Dina Moore for the exceptional care of their Neyland Ranch and all the things connected to that endeavor. Mark and Dina have been running their ranch and Mark's parents' Lone Star Ranch for a number of years and doing it very well, according to the state of California and the overseeing by its conservation department. To run a ranch under those conditions takes a lot of effort, knowledge, and learning about all the facts and sheer complicated conditions of earth, timber, animal usage, logging, and a number of other factors. I spent my summers on my grandparents' farm in Idaho when I was a kid, so I have a minute amount of feeling about some of the effort it takes to run a ranch. On top of that, I have had the distinct pleasure of knowing and working with many of the Neyland, Mountain View, Showers Pass, and Maple Creek ranchers. I put in many years at Norris Market, now known as Myrtle Avenue Market, and many of them traded at that market. Shaw's, Edsel's, Russo's, Fulton's, Mullins, Stapp's, Gordon's, Frederickson's, Moore's and Giff's are some of the folks I knew best, and I helped move and mark cattle, build fences, clear windfall logs for firewood, and even hunt on some of the ranches. It's great to sit and have lunch or a cup of coffee with these folks and learn how to behave in the ranch country. No trespassing, leaving gates as they were when you went through, don't throw trash out, things like that. Good common sense behavior. But it's amazing how many folks don't treat it that way. So, to Mark and Dina and all the other ranchers in the Neyland, Showers Pass, Maple Creek, and Bridgeville country, thanks for taking your ranching seriously, and thanks for showing those of us city slickers the way to take good care of God's country. Did you hear how many pot permits were applied for? I imagine many of these were illegally being grown on those these ranchers' property, stealing their water and making traveling on their own land precarious. You regular listeners know about where I stand on marijuana growing and use, so I won't go into that today. But unfortunately, that is a real downside to all the good things our ranch people accomplish. All that used for medicine? I rather doubt that. As I was preparing to write this comment, my wife told me that, according to KIEM-TV, they were going to make a CR campus a smoke-free area. I'm not a smoker, and I know smoking is bad for you, but face it, many people smoke. This move is going to make sneak smokers out of a lot of people. Why not leave the lower parking area alone so that it won't make criminals out of people, even though it would be a minor offense? Leave containers around for them to put their butts in and don't make it too easy. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., Calvary Lutheran Church, South and Prospect Streets. The Eureka Chamber Music Series presents the Horzowski Trio. A Meet the Artist reception will follow the concert. Be there. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.